I recently heard a joke. What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws? The answer? Outlaws are wanted. I don't really get the joke. Maybe it's because I have such a great relationship with my in-laws. But it was interesting that just last Sunday, my wife and I met my in-laws at a family wedding. Not too far from where we are in Bell Harbor, at a place called the Rose Castle. And what was most interesting to me was not our conversation during the wedding, but is what happened immediately afterwards. My in-laws made sure that we arrived safely, and they decided to call us to make sure that we arrived home safely. Now, what's interesting about that is I'm not a child, nor is my wife, yet for some reason, even though I've been throughout the country, I've traveled across the world as my wife has, but just a simple little drive, maybe a 20-minute one, they wanted us to call. That got me to think, is there some type of source to the mission and the purpose of in-laws anywhere in the Torah? And indeed, it's in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Yisro. We find that Yisro comes and greets Moshe, hugs him, they embrace, and he begins to talk with him. And then only a few moments later, he begins offering him advice. He looks around at what's happening. Vayomer Chosein Moshe Elav. And Moshe's father-in-law said to him, Lo tov hadavar asher ata oseh. The thing that you're doing, it's no good. Navot tibol gam ata gam ha'am hazeh asher imach. Ki kovin mimcha hadavar. L'sucha l'asahul v'adecha. You will surely become worn out, you as well as the people that is with you, for this matter is too, much too hard for you. You will not be able to do it alone. And Yisro then continued to give his son-in-law advice. You should appoint leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds, fifties, and leaders of tens. I have one question. Do you imagine for a moment Bill Gates, the owner of Microsoft, whose net worth just yesterday was at $24.5 billion, and that's with a B. Imagine he asks his father, Bill Gates, to come and to see his corporation. And there is Bill Jr. showing his father the 2007 Microsoft Office, and his new Internet Explorer 7, taking tremendous pride in an enterprise that he had built single-handedly. And then his father looks at him and says, little boy, little junior, Bill, Billy, lo tov hadavar asher ata oseh. You're doing things all wrong over here. Look at the icons that you've created on the software, they're all out of place. And the worst thing you can tell any techie is that things are just too slow. You're not keeping up with your competition. This stuff is no good. Now, a man like Bill Gates would have tremendous amount of people, think tanks, exactly what new innovative ways to be able to improve their product and their software. It would be ridiculous to think a father or a father-in-law of Bill Gates would come along and be able to give advice, something which no one else would be able to see. Yisro sees Moshe. He sees this man running an incredible empire, a nation of over 1 million people. Why then was he the only person that had the ability to tap in to the problems of Moshe and give the advice? Why couldn't anyone else have been able to see this obvious problem that he was doing too much. And I believe the answer is in the critical reading of the pasuk that we read. Vayomer Chosen Moshe Elov, that it was the father-in-law that spoke to Moshe. And throughout the parsha, we find that Yisro is called the Chosen Moshe, his father-in-law. This is my father-in-law. And that Moshe is my son-in-law. Why does the Torah keep saying that he is Chosen Moshe? And I believe it's telling us something very unique, not just about Yisro, but about every father and every father-in-law. Because everyone else, when they looked at Moshe Rabbeinu, they saw a tremendous Navi, a tremendous leader, a teacher, and an incredible role model. They could not see Moshe's own problems. They could not see and look at Moshe and see and sense that there was something wrong. But the Chosein Moshe, Yisro, he did not look at Moshe as a great leader. He looked at him as a child, his son-in-law, his very own. And certainly, Moshe Rabbeinu, pound for pound, was greater than his father-in-law. But Yisro, as a parent, could sense something within Moshe. He was able to sense when something just wasn't quite right. We find this very often. You can be on the telephone and speak to someone and you have no idea that there's anything wrong with that person on the other end of the line. But if that same person calls up their mother, if that same person calls up their parent, their father, the immediate reaction the father or mother will have is there something wrong? I can sense it in your voice that something is bothering you. This is the innate reaction and ability that a father-in-law, a mother-in-law, a mother and a father have. That they're able to look at their child simply as their child and be able to sense that there was something wrong, that no one else could. This was Yisro. And Yisro's concern was that Moshe was safe and that Moshe was protected above all other things. The Torah tells us, V'yishma Yisro, that Yisro heard, and therefore he came. Says Rashi, Mashmu Hashem Avo, what did he hear that he came? Kriyas Yamsuf U'milchamos Amalek. He heard about the splitting of the sea and the great battle against our arch enemies, Amalek. And although there were other miracles that happened to the Jewish people, perhaps the reason that Yisro was most moved by Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchamas Amalek is because it shows that Hashem cares about this nation and Hashem protects them. When there's an Egyptian army chasing them, the sea will split for them. And when a very powerful nation of Amalek with all guerrilla warfare who will stab you in the back like a terrorist, we are able to defeat them. Clearly, God cares about this nation. God is just like a parent, just like me. And that's something which I can relate to. That's something which I can understand. Vayishma Yisro. Yisro heard it. Yisro saw that this was what God, what Hashem is. Hashem is our Father. This answers perhaps the most difficult question of our parsha. The name of our parsha is Parsha Yisro. If you would ask a typical person, not today, but any other week, which parsha in the Torah has the Aseret Dibros, the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, most people will not know the answer. But it's buried in this parsha, Parsha Yisro. Perhaps the most important words of the Torah, the Ten Commandments. Why do we name a parsha Parshas Yisro? What does this have anything to do with the Aseret Dibros, with the Decalogue? To answer this, I'd like to share with you a Gemara. The Gemara asks a question in a song that we sing on Shabbos, Anim Zemiros. In the song, Anim Zemiros, we say, Rosh Devarcha Emes, that the very beginning of your words, God, are true. And the Gemara asks, Rosh Devarcha, Lo Sof Devarcha, only the beginning of God's words are true. Just the first couple sentences of the Torah, the first Parsha, the first Aliyah. How about the rest of it? Rosh Devarcha Emes. Says the Gemara, that when the Aseres HaDibros were given, people heard the first two, Anochi, Lo Yelucha, and they said, oh my goodness, all this God cares about is L'kavod Atzma Hudarish. He's only interested in his own honor. Says the Gemara in Kedusha on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Kivan She'omer, once they heard, Kabet Et Avicha Vetimecha, the fifth commandment, that you should honor your father, you should care about your mother, Chazru V'hadu, they changed their mind. They retracted on their words, and they said, Rosh Devarcha Emes, it is now clear, by studying the end, the fifth commandment of honoring one's parent, it's clear that even Rosh Devarcha Emes, even the beginning words are true. The beginning words of Anochi Hashem, Asher Hosei Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim, I am the God that took you out of Egypt. This means that I am a God who cares, just like a parent. Hashem is our Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, is our father as well. A father just like Yisro, the perfect in-law, was focused on and sensitive about the needs of his child, the needs of his son-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu. We often find that children resent when a parent tells them to do something. Clean up your room, do your homework, take out the garbage. The child listens to that and says, my goodness, it must be my parents hate me. The reality is, anyone who is a parent knows that the reason why a parent is telling this child to do chores is not because they hate them. They love that child, and they want to instill certain levels of responsibility to that child. That's why they do these things and tell them to do certain things and not to do others, because that's true love. So too, the Aseres HaDibros is appropriately found in Parshas Yisro to say that the mitzvos, the commandments, are the way that we can become more ethical, more proper individuals. The mitzvos are really for us. Unlike the joke, in-laws indeed are wanted. Good Shabbos.